Why, hello everyone. I have music on in the background because there's a whole bunch of ruckus going on and I really wanted to get started. And also I feel like music's a great background thing. So I'm listening to Disease by Lady Gaga. I'm obsessed with it right now. Okay, so let's get started. Welcome to Mia's Q&A. Thank you so much for everybody who participated in sending me questions, not just through messages, but email, and also through, obviously, the post. So I have a few to get through. So let's get started. First, wait, I'm sorry. Happy New Year. I am so thankful to be able to call you all part of my community, and I really appreciate every single one of you. We had a fantastic 2024. I mean, in my personal life, things were a little hectic. I had some ups and downs here in this little corner of the internet, but overall, I would say it was a fantastic year. Yeah, so I'm really thrilled to be able to start 2025 with every single one of you. Okay, now we can get started. All right, so we're going to start with Patreon and work through those questions first, the ones on the comments, and then I'll move and double check to see if I have anything on in like messages. I might, but we'll see. Okay, so first question. Soul Razor asks, what is your go-to comfort movie or show? Oh, my number one go-to comfort is going to be Schitt's Creek. That is my absolute number one. When I am feeling really overwhelmed, I throw that on. And lately, my comfort movie has been Harry Potter. I feel like you might be able to tack that to the fact that, I don't know, I was really young when they came out, and it just really, I don't know, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy, and especially, like, it's very, like, you know, Christmassy, holiday-y, maybe. So, yeah. Thank you for that question, Soul. I really appreciated it. No one asks, franchise you have an interest in getting into? Ooh, okay, so I'm guessing, like maybe like if I wasn't or if I never got into Marvels, something like that, right? I don't know if this counts, but I've always really wanted to really like sit down and genuinely get into like Dungeons and Dragons or Magic the Gathering. I really badly want to do that. But I feel like I don't have enough time to commit to it. So hopefully in the future I'll be able to do that. Okay. Thank you so much for those questions or that question. Okay. AsianBoy6190 asks, hi Mia, I have a few questions. What are some of your favorite hobbies to do other than doing ASMR? That's a good question. I actually love reading. I can get lost in a book really easily. I really like going on hikes. And honestly, I love gatherings. I love having people over, and I know that sounds silly, but I love hosting. So I'm gonna say that is like one of my favorite things. In fact, I'm actually hosting something. I'm recording this on Saturday. I'm posting this Sunday. But I'm hosting something tonight and I'm really excited. And I just have a few more things I need to do at my place. And yeah, I'm really excited. Okay. Next question is, do you watch anime? If you do, what is your favorite? I used to watch anime much more when I was younger. I really genuinely, I feel like between my real life duties and this, I don't have a lot of time to like get into something. So in fact, with like reading too, that's a thing too. I'd rather spend time with people and go out and do things than kind of, yeah, do anything else. It's also really hard for me to like start a new show, anime or otherwise. And when I start a book, I really need to know that I'm going to be able to commit to it. Because I hate starting a book and then not being able to finish it. It like really bothers me. So I do, but currently not really. But my favorite anime is Inuyasha. I feel like that is my number one ride or die. I love that anime. Okay, what is your New Year's resolution? You know, I think it's going to be doing better. And I don't mean just like, you know, in like this realm of things. I think just in general, just improving myself, you know, really focusing. I was starting to really focus on my health near the end of, not near the end of the year, maybe like halfway through the year. I was starting to work out. I was being more mindful about what kind of foods I was putting into my body. But I think I want to really commit to that. I've created some good habits already, so that's really nice. And so I'm going to try to carry that over and continue through the rest of 2025. And also just be better in general. I feel like everybody can continuously improve themselves, and I want to take every lesson that I've learned in 2024 and help reshape me and in a positive way, obviously, right? And learn from them and grow. So I think those are my resolutions. And then the final question is, how are you doing? I am doing really good. Thank you so much. Like I said, I'm getting ready for people to come over. I'm feeling really good right now. I'm very high spirited. So thank you so much. I hope you're doing well. And then that's all, Mia. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Asian boy. That is very sweet of you. Happy new year to you too. All right, Michael98 asks, how's your day and how have you been? My day is actually going really well. I feel like I can say that for every single day of this year. So, you know, cheers to that. And my day in general, yeah, right now, going great. I just finished cleaning. And one of my favorite songs is on right now. It's a Red Wine Supernova from Chapel Roan. And yeah, I'm just really enjoying things right now. So yeah, thank you. I hope you're doing well. All right. Polar Moon asks, are you a gamer? And if so, what games do you play? I am not a gamer. I wish I could. I'm just not good at it. like I said, I can't really commit myself to a lot of things, and I forget things a lot. Like, I feel like that's a common thing that I portray in my audios, and that's a genuine thing. Like, I genuinely cannot remember controls for the life of me. I'm not good. I'm the type of person that's like, I'm into racing games, Mortal Kombat. I will play that because my older cousins played that when we were all younger, and that's pretty much it. I can do Pac-Man. But yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, I wish I had that skill, but I really don't. I tried getting into Fortnite, into Rocket League too. I'm just not good at it. But I guess with more practice makes perfect, but I don't have time to practice. So that's my downfall. But thank you so much for that question. Follow-up question for you. What games do you play? All right. And then let's see. Ribbon Toro asks, hi, I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your name, by the way. Please correct me. I am all about improvement. I want to be able to say everybody's name correctly. So Please. Thank you. Okay. So it's Hiya Gorgeous. Thank you. Quick question. Any favorite holiday traditions? My family likes to make bonuelos for New Year's. So that's where you kind of fry a tortilla, a flour tortilla, and pour a whole bunch of cinnamon and sugar on it. They're fantastic. I love that. I also love eating 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight. I think that's a fun family tradition that we have. And then my favorite my favorite part is making desserts with my significant other for parties and meetups. We love making the holidays a little sweeter. Oh, what kind of desserts? Tell me and I'll make them too. We can make them together. That's so sweet. I love that. Thank you so much for your question. Brody asks, I don't know if we can ask multiple questions. Yes, you can. So I'm going to ask them anyway, but feel free not to answer. Well, I'm going to answer. All right. So first one is, what are your biggest regrets thus far? Biggest regrets. Not following my dreams sooner. Yes. Aside from being a successful ASMR, I don't know if that's true, but thank you. I appreciate that. I am very happy with our little corner in the internet. I was really thinking, just a segue right here, right? I was really thinking about it. And honestly, I want to just be here. I don't really think I want more attention. I would love if I could make this my career. That's like kind of the, I don't know, that's become a little more of a goal of mine, making this my career. Doing VA work, actual VA work, where I can perform something or do an audiobook, which I don't think I'll ever get there. But but thank you, by the way, for that. What is your biggest success or triumph? Finishing school. Actually getting into school and then finishing school. Yeah, that's the biggest triumph for me. It was really big for my family. So yeah. Does the potential parasocial aspect of this type of content worry you or nah? No, I really try hard to separate and keep that boundary. Also, it's not just me doing that or working on that. It's all of you that are in this community. I have been really fortunate enough to have very minimal situations where that line has been crossed. Very, very, very minimal, meaning like less than a handful. Where there were attempts, right, to get to know me a little more personally and stuff. But I feel like I'm pretty open with all of you and I share my hopes and my dreams and what's going on in my life, kind of, especially when it comes to my health. I don't worry about it because I think it's a two-way street and I think everybody is very respectful in this community and I'm very thankful for that. So yeah, at this point in time, no. And I think that's why I would like to keep it where it is right now. I'd like this steady pace at this moment, at the very least. Cats or dogs? And if you had to choose between never having a pet or never having mint chocolate chip ice cream, which would you pick? Okay, first of all, cats or dogs? That's so hard. I have cats. I don't have dogs right now, but I really want a few puppies down the line when I have more space. So this is really hard. It's either both or nothing, honestly. I can't choose and I won't choose. I love dogs very much and it's the only reason why I don't have any is just because of the space, and I think it's not fair to have a dog and not be able to provide a space for them, you know, to like, that's theirs, right? So like a big backyard and something. So I really want dogs, but I have cats right now, so I can't choose. And if I had to choose between never having a pet or never, first of all, I love mint chocolate chip ice cream, but I would never have that again because I love having little critters around. And then thanks for doing what you do. Thank you, Brody, for being here. Really, every single one of you. I really appreciate you all. KJ asks or says, hi, Mia. I hope your day is treating you well. I got a few questions for you. Okay, I'm ready. Number one, what are some of your favorite scents to wear and favorite scents on a partner? Ooh, okay. I'm actually really into right now Sol de Janeiro. Like nearly every single one of their scents, but at the moment I'm really into number 71. I think that it is warm and it smells like dessert, and I feel, I don't know, really confident and sexy when I'm wearing it. So yeah, and I get a lot of compliments when I'm wearing it, so I think it just kind of goes with me pretty well. I know that's silly, right? I could choose a perfume, but really that's all I've been grabbing and sort of like gravitating towards. And in regards to partner, I really just like the smell of somebody right when they come out of the shower. I just like that clean smell. It can, and then the rest of the day just smell like detergent, like just clean. I love that. I'm not really picky about cologne or perfume or anything. So yeah, just clean smelling. It's calming for me. That's weird, but next question two. What are your love languages? I am. I think the way I show my affection and my love is by giving gifts and physical affection. The way I like to receive it is quality time and physical affection. So those are my love languages. Three, what's the kindest thing someone has ever said to you? Oh, kindest thing. That's a good question. I think, wow. I think it's obviously so easy to just choose like, oh, a compliment or whatever, right? But I think the kindest thing that anybody has ever said was to tell me that I've come too far to give up, and that it would be, oh, I don't remember exactly what they said. It was a professor of mine who was going through a lot, and they said just essentially that it would be a mistake to give up. And I think that was the kindest thing in that moment that I could have heard. And I think that's something that really sticks to me quite a bit. Just because it was like one of those, because it was not a kind way that they said it. It was pretty harsh, actually. But it was what I needed to hear. And I think that's what that kindness, that's what I'm equating to kindness. Because sometimes the best thing that somebody needs is, and the kindest thing that you can do is be brutally honest. And I think that's what I needed in that moment. And because of that, I didn't give up, pushed forward through that quarter or semester. And yeah. That was that. Okay, number four. Would you rather lose the ability to read or never hear music again? Oh, I think read, because there's audiobooks, so I can hear that. I think I would prefer to not be able to read anymore. I can go pretty. Actually, I'm an auditory learner too, so that works out, right? And then, oh gosh, that's gonna make me all emotional, isn't it? And then you follow up and say, also just a quick thank you for all the hard work and dedication you put into your VA work. Personally, your voice brings a sense of comfort and peace that feels like a big old warm hug. So thank you. Take care, and I hope all your dreams and goals come to fruition this new year. Thank you, KJ. I really appreciate that. And I am sending you the biggest hug right now. Thank you. I hope that everything positive and things that you've been hoping for happen this year for you too. For every single one of you, actually. So let's all have a group hug because that was so sweet. Thank you. Joe asks, hey Mia, hope you're well. Thank you. I hope you are too. A happy new year to you from this time zone. Happy new year to you. My question would be, what was one piece of advice that someone told you that you took to heart and think you can share with us? Thank you. It kind of stems, actually it was the same professor who told me this, and it was, nothing worth having is ever easy. They were kind of great, and we really vibed well together. And I am actually still in contact with them. So, but yes, nothing worth having is ever easy. I think that is something that helps me also get through really difficult times. So yeah, thank you for that question. Miguel asks, I don't have a question, just have a good day/night and have a good and prosperous new year. Why, thank you. I wish you the best new year ever, and I hope all of your goals come true. Daddy asks, do you prefer to call a male partner daddy or baby in the bedroom? And what about your thoughts about calling a guy daddy in general around the house and in public? I think it just depends on what my partner would want. I know that's probably like a cop out, but I'm all about like pleasing my partner. So if they prefer daddy, then I am calling them daddy. And if they want me to call them around the house daddy and out in public daddy and in front of my family daddy, I will do it. I know that sounds crazy, but I really love making my partner happy, and that's, yeah, I have no problem with that. And then, oh, Asian Boy is back and asks, hi again, Mia. Have you almost passed out when doing your audios? Yes. Yes, I have. Yes. Yeah, there are some scripts. I'm sure you all can guess which ones maybe, but there are some scripts that really pushed me. So yes, I sure have. But also the best orgasms too. Thank you for that question. Joseph asks, what is your goal for 2025? Not an actual resolution, but a plan in place that you hope to achieve within this year. Ooh, okay. So I guess my plan is to continue this healthy kick that I'm on. Not healthy, I say that very loosely. But I really do think I have established some pretty good habits lately, and it feels really good, and I'm feeling really good. So I really want to continue that, you know? So if any of you have you know, some yummy recipes that are mildly healthy. sorry, my phone fell. Just let me know. Put them down in the comments. Share with the class. Okay. So thank you for that question, by the way, Joseph. Jeets. Thank you so much for putting that in there. Okay, so Sir Jeets asks, I have two questions, but before you answer, my name is pronounced Jeets. I really hope that I am genuinely pronouncing that right, because I'm thinking of like G's, but with a T, Jeets. Let me know. You can let me know, please. But my question is, what inspired you to do role plays and audios? Ah, okay. So that, it really stemmed from me feeling lonely. I was away from family and friends. I was holed up in a city that was very rural, and I didn't really know anybody, and nobody really wanted to get to know me, just because I was only there part-time. So, yeah, I was really lonely. I stumbled across Boyfriend Audio, and then it kind of snowballed from there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I wish that maybe it'd be nice if I could do something like this, because it just seems relaxing and I'd be providing some sort of comfort maybe to somebody. I don't care who it is, even if it's just one person. And I started it, and it's been really amazing these past few years. And then my second question is, what's your favorite anime? Inuyasha. Inuyasha. Love Inuyasha. My favorite ever. Yes. So let's go ahead and let's go into the... I don't think I have any here. Let me double check. No. Okay, good. So not good as in like, I just wanted to make sure, because I could have sworn I didn't have any. So that makes me feel good that I didn't have any. Okay, so let's go to Fansly now. Okay, so, and I have, I think, a couple questions and these messages, and then some from my email I'll do, and then I'll go to OnlyFans. Okay, so Error asks, what draws you to a person? Like, what do you notice in a person that makes them attractive? Do you like the geeky, nerdy type, dark, mysterious type, loud, center of attention type? Same question in regards to women. Do you go for the more masculine type, tomboy, feminine? Okay, this is a really fantastic question. I think depends just, no, okay, I know the answer to this question. It is not really the type of person they are. It's how comfortable they are in their own skin and in who they are. So like, if they're geeky and nerdy, I want them to own that they're geeky and nerdy. That's so sexy to me. If they're dark and mysterious, okay, be dark and mysterious, but maybe be soft around me. Maybe be vulnerable around me and not too mysterious around me. Loud and center of attention, fun. If they are the life of the party, that's hot too. Be the life of the party. Like, I love that. Just be yourself, right? In regards to women, I do... Actually, no, because I've dated a masculine type and a tomboy and a more feminine person. So wow, that sounded like I'm just dating a whole bunch of people. I just mean like I've been on a few dates, nothing like boyfriend, girlfriend sort of situation. And I was attracted to every single one of them. I mean, you know, like a couple dates here and there. It just other things didn't work out, but physically I was attracted to them. I think again, it just stems from them being themselves, you know, and unapologetically themselves. I mean, don't be a bad person, but yeah, that's what turns me on. And that's what's attractive to me, at least when somebody is just them. That's really, I think, rare these days. Yeah, which I know sounds weird, but I think with social media, it like has become this thing where it's like you're pretending to be somebody that you're really not. That's sad. Next question is, what are your thoughts on age gap relationships? Would you ever consider being in one? If so, how much older or younger would you date? I think that an age gap situation is fine. Oh gosh, I got to sneeze. Give me 1 second. Okay, thank you. let's see. So back to age gap relationship. I think so long as when they started their relationship or I start a relationship with somebody, as long as we are both consenting adults, let me think about actually right now for me. I don't think I would date anybody 10 years younger than me. No, I think I date somebody 10 years younger than me. That's still above 18, by the way. like way above 18. So, oh God, I'm gonna totally age myself here. But yeah, I would date somebody who is That would actually be pushing it. I might do the max 7 years younger than me, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it. Because I want somebody who's mature, who's out of college, and who's like got it together, right? Or at least are happy with themselves and content with themselves and have worked on themselves. I think that's important. In regards to me dating older, honestly, I'm okay with 10 to maybe 15 years older, which I know that sounds crazy, but they're mature. They obviously have, well, obviously, but ideally they have their life together. I'm mature. I kind of have my life together. So I think 10 to 15 years older, maybe 10 to 12 actually. Yeah. 10 to 12. Yeah. So I don't think age gaps are too big of a deal. So long as, again, everybody is consenting adults and maybe well above the age 18, and and everybody's comfortable with it, you know. Lastly, have you ever made the first move? How did it go? Yes, I sure have, and it went really well, actually. I don't know. I know some people don't find that very attractive, but I also think that if I'm really into somebody and I don't know, I get a little bit of a vibe that they may be into me, I'm gonna go for it. Yeah. Okay. So, give me 1 second. Oh, so sorry about that. Somebody was calling me to get my address. Who calls these days for that? Whatever. I didn't mind. It was a lot easier. Okay, and then finally, Error ends with thanks, Mia, and Happy New Year. Thank you, Error, and I hope you have a wonderful new year. Okay, so I'm going to go because I have the ones from my messages and also the ones from my email up. So let me grab that really quickly. Okay, I'm just going to do all of the ones from messages to include OnlyFans, and then I'll jump to, I may not have an OnlyFans one. Oh, I do. I think. Oh, God. Let me double check. Anyway, how's everybody doing? let's see. I'm ordering Wingstop tonight. I'm really excited about that. So, oh, shit. Actually, I need to do that, too. Okay. I think I just have a few more questions. Yeah, okay. Okay, so perfect. These are the last questions here. Okay, so any chance of partnering with Intimally? Yeah, to create your own product for us. I actually was in the talks of doing that. But I don't think I'm ready for something like that. I would love to, though. If people are really interested in it, I mean, maybe I'll reconsider it. Yeah, so Intimately, if for those who don't know, they create sex toys, and they will essentially take my pussy and make it into a pocket pussy. I think I could also do my ass. But if anybody is interested in that, sound off on that, and I'll reconsider it. I just didn't think a lot of people would be really genuinely interested in it. Also, it's kind of expensive, so yeah. Anyway, so, okay. Moving on to other questions. John Stevens asks, thoughts on ATM and WS? So ATM, ass to mouth, and WS, water sports, I'm assuming, right? Ass to mouth, I think if I was really horny, I'd do it. But I also would like maybe a heads up, maybe like, hey, I really want to do this, and okay, cool, and then I'll be sure to like kind of, you know, take care of some stuff so that it's a little, I don't know, just a little easier for me, because mentally, like, I know that everything's fine, but mentally it could be hard. So I but if I was also really, really, really fucking horny, like my brain is empty, I think you could get me to do a lot. Water sports, I'm not a opposed to it. If it turns my partner on, I'm fucking down. I mean, there are some things that I would not be down for, but that, it's in my head, it's sterile. And if you drink a lot of water beforehand, it's basically almost water, you know, like, so it's like, sure, no problem. You can pee on me. Okay. Other questions. How were your holidays? They were fantastic. Thank you. I hope you had fantastic holidays as well. As a guy who has been trying to go on dates, but in my opinion, fail miserably, what would you say would be some tips and tricks you would give to someone going through a similar rut? First of all, I really doubt that you're failing miserably. And I know that sounds like, oh, you know, Mia, you're just being nice. But truly, I just think people don't, if they don't mesh, they don't mesh, you know? And I don't think that's a failure on your part. I think that's just puzzle pieces aren't fitting together, and that's okay. Tips and tricks. I really think you can't go wrong with just being yourself. I think that's the most attractive thing. And I would say a lot of people would consider that to be the most attractive thing. Just be yourself and be honest and sincere. And if you're nervous, say it. You know, I remember going on a date with a guy who was so nervous, and he, like, literally in the middle of the conversation said, "I am so sorry. I'm just really nervous right now. And I don't want to mess this up." And I was honest too. And I said, "I'm really nervous right now and I don't want to mess this up." And we started laughing and it was really good. So I don't know. Don't try to be somebody that you think they want. Just be you. And I'm not saying that thinking that you are doing that, but I feel like, again, it comes down to, like, everybody trying to impress other people, social media this, social media that, and, like, trying to put on a good look and a good face and stuff. And it's like, God, you know, again, not saying that you're doing that, but it's easy to fall into, you know, like, I catch myself doing that too. So, yeah. And then, weird question, but would you rather be with a guy who is everything you ever wanted in a man, including his dick size, except that he sucks in bed, or be with a guy who gives you the best fuck of your life every time, but is a complete jerk, maybe a bit toxic in everything else? Oh God. I would be with the person that I've ever wanted. Sex is one very minuscule pillar when it comes to relationships, in my opinion. I can live without it. And if I need to, I can finish myself off. It's really not that big of a deal. Because if he were everything I wanted, then I would feel comfortable talking to him and being honest, and he would understand. So if I had to finish myself off, I had to finish myself off. I would never want to be with a complete jerk or toxic. Mm-mm. Number 4, how do you do it? At least on the surface, seeing how you manage to record audios and videos, maintain your social media, and having in real life obligations. How do you manage to not burn out? Oh, let me tell you, I have burned out on multiple occasions. That is something actually also that I'm trying and I'm going to work on improving. So, yeah. I am working really hard to manage my time better. So really, organization. I find that the most successful months that I have, meaning not in like a monetary way, actually, just in general, a successful month for me and my life and my mental health. It's when I'm organized, when I start off the month really strong and I record the first of the month and I record the first 2 weeks, and then I take a break. I take a week to sometimes 2 weeks, and I really just take that break to decompress and do stuff for myself. Sometimes I'm able to do that. Sometimes I'm not able to do that, just with in real life duties. And also with other things that may or may not come up. Like for December was really rough because it was a lot of recording as soon as I could. And there was a lot of shifts that I had to cover. And there was obviously family obligations, holiday obligations. So yeah, it was pretty rough. But yeah, anyway, that's it. That's all the questions I have. But yeah, I guess kind of wrap that up. I'm going to try to maintain my organization, and really hopefully this year not burn out. So thank you so much for all the questions. Thank you all so much for being here. You have no idea how much you mean to me. You have no idea how appreciative I am. I'm going to start crying. I am so thankful for every single one of you. And I'm so thankful for being able to do this and for you guys allowing me to do this. I think that's what I want to say. Thank you for allowing me to do this. I love every single one of you so much. And I wish you all a wonderful, beautiful, bright, and prosperous new year ahead of you. And yeah, thank you so, so much. So many besitos and so many hugs. Bye, everybody.